as we go to the table this morning, in my study this week, I was brought to a particular passage in the book of Acts, the second chapter. And second chapter speaks of the day of Pentecost, about the baptizing of the apostles with the Holy Spirit, wherein they were energized and they were enabled to preach the gospel. And as they did, the 41st verse says, then they gladly received the word and were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. It says, and they continued steadfastly in teaching and giving and communion and when it says, and in prayer, this also has to do with praising God. We teach here, folks. You jointly participate. And they steadfastly continued in breaking of bread. Now, am I writing more into this than the simple sharing of a meal when I call this breaking of bread communion? Some commentators would say so. But where the Lord's people gather, we should always gather in remembering Jesus. That's why it's rare that there's ever a time when a message from this ministry is given where we don't take communion, where we don't go to the table of the Lord, where we don't go to this table of grace and remember Him. Who was treated as we deserve to be treated, in order that God might treat us as His Son deserved to be treated. At this table, we have these elements: wine, a cup of wine, and a piece of broken bread, which Jesus gave full meaning to as He broke the bread and said, take this and eat, this is My body. We do it not in a liturgical sense, in that it is an activity without meaning, but we always give meaning to and the substance behind these symbols to these elements. The meaning of this broken bread. Is that message. Of our God being a healing God. And the discernment of Jesus' words, "This is my body which is given for you," wherein Isaiah says of that which was done to the body of Christ, "With his stripes ye are healed." Prior to that conclusion, it says of Christ that he took upon himself all our sicknesses and diseases. And that which was required for our well-being, for our wholeness, the English word is peace. The Hebrew word is shalom. We're upon him. And the conclusion, with his stripes, we were healed. And as we take this bread at this table of grace, looking unto Jesus and remembering what he did for us, through the heart, man believes or faiths. With the mouth, that expression of what we have put our confidence in is made, and therefore we say, with his stripes, we were healed, and we take it in Jesus. Amen. He took the cup also. And said, "This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new covenant. This new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ, in the life of Jesus Christ, now tells us for faith, God counts it as righteousness. Even the righteousness of God. And that through the faith of Jesus Christ. We take this cup discerning that also which Isaiah said of Christ, that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all, and that which we had spoken of earlier, that by himself purged our sin. In this remembering, we understand at this table of grace, it is by grace, unmerited favor, that we are saved. And as we take this cup, looking through it to Jesus, we lift it and say, thank you, Lord, for your grace. Take it. In Jesus. Amen. The end of that second chapter says, Forty-seventh verse, praising God. That's part of prayer. And the Lord added to the church daily, King James says, such as should be saved. Another translation says, the Lord added to those who were being saved. The word is sotomenos. The grammatical parts of that word indicate to us that it is a verb, that it is present, that it is participle. That's why it says being saved. It is in the middle voice, and it says the Lord, that is the actor in this instance, the Lord. The word being in the middle voice, indicating he did it for his own sake. It's in the accusative. It is being done on those that should be saved. Continued steadfastly in prayer, in prayers. This word involves not only praising God, but in submitting our supplications, that is, with humility, to God. Not only am I asking those participants of the God School to, as they did in the day the church was born, to continue. Let me rephrase it. As we continue to teach and you continue to jointly participate, and we come to this table of the Lord and we continue in prayer, pray with praise to God. Pray for me that he might continue to guide me in his word, and that he might continue to add to those he would say through the God School.